We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Nedorim Ushvuas, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chof Ches. Vizeh Bechinas Sukkah. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the discussion we've been having till now, we'll understand some new insights on the holiday of Sukkot, page 36 in our Likutei Halachos. Because Rabbeinu Zal explained in the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, chapter 7 in the second part of Likutei Moran, Shekefi haslachnu shepoilim b'yom ha-kippurim kein zoichin lekidushas Chanukah, b'chinas Chanukah sabeis ha-mikdosh. That based on the type of slicha that a person accomplishes on Yom Kippur, that will determine what kind of Chanukah they're going to have. And again, Chanukah represents Chanukas Beis Hamikdash. It was a new initiation for the Beis Hamikdash. V'ze b'chinas mitzvah sukkah achar Yom HaKippurim. Now you'll understand why sukkah follows Yom Kippur. Because sukkah is tied into the Beis Hamikdash. Ze moira shekvar poalnu bakosha slachno etz Lashem Yisborach. This shows that we've been successful in our plea for forgiveness by Hashem. V'oz zoichin l'b'chinas kedushas Beis Hamikdash. Rabbeinu Zal said that based on the slachno of Yom Kippur, that's what determines what kind of Chanukah the person's going to have, which means that that's related to the Beis Hamikdash. And we know that Sukkah, ki Sukkah hi bechinas Chanukas haBeis Hamikdash. Sukkah is tied into the initiation of the Beis Hamikdash, ki haBeis Hamikdash, because one of the names of the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash is called Sukkas Sholem, Sukkas David, Kayadua, as is known in the Zohar HaKodesh and Sforim HaKodeshim, that these are nicknames of the Beis Hamikdash. Ki Sukkah hi bechinas anane kovoid, because we know that one of the reasons why we celebrate the holiday of Sukkot is because of these special clouds that traveled with Bnei Israel in the desert. Sheshom mizgale kivoid Hashem. And it's in those clouds that was revealed the honor of Hashem. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, u kivoid Hashem nira be'onon, that the kivoid Hashem was visible in the cloud. Sheze bechinas kidushas beis hamikdosh. And that's synonymous with the beis hamikdosh. Sheshom heim ikra hanani akovoid, because it was in the beis hamikdosh that you had the main anane akovoid. Kemoy shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, ki be'onon eroa ala kapoiris. Hashem said, I will show myself in a cloud over the kapoiris, in the orain, in the kodesh hakadoshim. Ukemoy shekosuv b'chanukah sabayis b'imei shloimoy, and as the Torah also describes, at the initiation ceremony for the Beis Hamikdash, which took place during Shloima Melech's time, v'he'onon mole es Beis Hashem, that the cloud filled the house of Hashem. So we see this direct connection between the Anane HaKovoid and the Beis Hamikdash. Those two are one and the same, and Sukkos commemorates the Anane HaKovoid. V'al kein be'emes hoyo chanukas habayis horishen b'mei shloimoi b'chag ha-sukkos. This will also explain why the main initiation ceremony of the Beis Hamikdash, of the first Beis Hamikdash, which was during the days of Shloim HaMelech, took place on Sukkos. K'may shekosuv shom b'malochim, as the Torah tells us in the Novi Malochim. Nimtzo shal yidei mitzvas sukkah she'anu mekayimim achar yom ha-kippurim. So therefore, by us fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah after Yom Kippur, boze anu mamshichim al atzmeinu kidushas ha-beis ha-mikdosh al kol echod. That's how we are drawing the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash upon each and every single Jew, because the sukkah is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. Bechinas Anane HaKovoid. The sukkah commemorates the Anane HaKovoid. Bechinas Sukkah Kanal, as we said. Sheze Bechinas Shal Yidei Slachno Shel Yom HaKippurim Zoichin L'Chanukas HaBayis. That's what Rabbeinu Zal means there when he says that through the slachno that we pray for on Yom Kippur, we're zoche to Chanukas Habayis, dahainu b'chinas sukkah v'kanal, which corresponds to the mitzvah of sukkah. Ve'ikar kedushas habeis hamikdash hu bechinas heoras ben v'talmid. And we mentioned earlier that the main light of the Beis Hamikdash is to broadcast the das of Hashem to the world. And that's done on two levels, son and student. We mentioned the son represents the higher level and the student represents the lower level. Lohidia ledoirois ki Hashem hu elikim. To inform and to pass on this message to generations that Hashem is king and that Hashem is behind everything. Kimavoyer Bahatoira Hanal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter in the Kutim Ran over there, Shaidei Klolius ben v'talmid zoichin leheora sarotzoin b'shas u'achila, that through this light of Ben and Talmud, and by bringing them together, a person can be zoche to receive the highest level light at the time of eating. That highest level light is referred to as Heoras Herotzoin, where a person feels the deepest connection to Hashem, the highest level of desire and yearning for Hashem, and the greatest degree of closeness from Hashem, which a person feels specifically at the time of Achila. Shezeh Bechinas, this is what the Pasuk says, V'ato noisein lohem es ochlam be'itoi. You, Hashem, give the Jewish people their food, be'itoi, at its right time. And that word be'itoi is the same word that's used to refer to the highest level closeness to Hashem, where the Pasuk says, ko'eis, Ye Omar LeYaakov uLeYisrael Ma Poel Kel. There's going to come a time when the angels will say to the Jewish people, what is Hashem doing? Meaning, when the angels are going to want to know what Hashem's doing, they're going to have to ask the Jews, because the Jews are going to be closer to Hashem than the Malachim. So this Ko'es, this Be'itoi, symbolizes this super closeness to Hashem, which we know that one of the times when a Jew can experience that is B'shasu Achila. The person can feel that Heora Sarotzai during Achila. B'chinas, as the Gemara says on that Pasuk, Ko'eis Temer Yaakov, Asidim Tzadikim She'yir Mechitzosom Lefnim Imalachi Ashoris. There's going to come a time when the boundaries of the Tzadikim are going to be more inside than the angels. Dahainu Mechitzois Hamakifen. Rav Nosson Zal adds here, the term mechitza means boundary, and in the context of the chapter in Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, we spoke about makifin and pnimim. We spoke about the higher level knowledge, which was the makif, that knowledge which a person has not yet attained. It's like a halo around his head. And the pnimi is that knowledge that a person already achieved. So the term mechitza in this context can refer to the mechitzos of the makifin, that we're going to achieve higher and higher level makifin. Ve'elu mechitzos hamakifin, shezoichin al yidei heoras ben v'talmid, these mechitzos of these makifin, which were zoichetu, by turning on that light of Ben and Talmud, we had learned earlier that the more a person transmits his knowledge to his children and to his students, the more he empties his brain into them, the more he receives new brain. He keeps getting new makifin, higher level makifin. In other words, when he empties his pnimi into somebody else, what was makif before becomes pnimi, and he gets new makif. And this keeps continuing, higher and higher levels. So, Elu HaMechitzois Heim Bechinas Mechitzois HaSukkah. These Mechitzois, these new Makifin that the person is getting, each time he passes on his knowledge into Bonim and Talmidim, those Mechitzois of the Makifin are also the Mechitzois of the Sukkah, Shehu Bechinas Makifin Kiyadua. Because a Sukkah is a Makif. When a Jew goes into a Sukkah, he's going into this light of Bina, this higher level light. The sukkah encircles the person just like the makif encircles the brain. V'zeh b'chinas sukkah shelaviyosan. And with this we could understand a term that's used in the Gemara, in other places, where it speaks about the future, that when Mashiach comes, all of us will be privileged to enter into the sukkah of the Leviosan, to enjoy that special meal of the future. Bechinas, Leviosan ze yotzarto lesachek boi hamavur sham bahatoyra hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says this is connected to a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likutei Moran over there, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, referring to the place where Parnosa is prepared. Leviosan say, Hashem created this Leviosan, Lesachek boy. Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection with the Shechokim, one of the heavens that's called Shechokim, where they grind up Parnosa for the world. This, it's too involved to get into right now all the details of this particular line. Let's leave this for now. Rav Nosson Zal is going to make the connection. V'ze b'chinas mitzvas achilo basukah. Now we'll understand why the greatest emphasis, the most important mitzvah in the sukkah, even though we learn Torah in the sukkah, we sleep in the sukkah, but the main mitzvah that everybody focuses on is the eating and drinking in the sukkah. Ki shom ho'achilo b'chinas he'oras harotzin anal. Because it's when a Jew eats in the sukkah, that's one of the times that we experience this highest level closeness to Hashem. That's called He'oras HaRotzoin, which Rabbeinu Zal tells us a Jew can achieve bedafka at the time of Achila. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk in Rus, where it says, La'eis ho'oichel gishi haloim, that at the time of eating, he said to her, come close. That kaviyochel a Jew can achieve this greatest, this deep closeness to Hashem, le'eis ho'echel. When a person, one example of this is when a person's eating in the sukkah. Kaliyday kedushas yom kippurim shezochinu lifoil bakosha slachno, because through the great holiness of Yom Kippur, which helps us to achieve the forgiveness that we ask for, the slachno, v'nim shacholenu kedushas habeis hamikdash. And through that, we draw upon ourselves the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash, shenichnas bo yakoyin gadol lifnai velifnim, into which the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went into the Holy of Holies, ad she'onu zeichen, to the point where we are zeiches, shekol echad mi Yisrael nichnas lebechinas kedushas Beis Hamikdash lachanchoy, that every single Jew gets a taste of this. Every single Jew gets to enter into the Beis Hamikdash, to initiate it, to make a Chanukah Sabayis, Shezeo Bechinas Sukkah HaKdoisha, that's the holy Sukkah that we go into after Yom Kippur, Ve'ikar HaKidusha Shel Beis HaMikdash Hu Bechinas Klolius Ben V'Talmid. And Rabbeinu Zal emphasize over there in the Likutei Moran that the most important function of the Beis HaMikdash is, the Beis HaMikdash was a broadcasting center of Das. That's where this Das Dikdusha was being broadcasted to the whole world, on these two channels, Bein and Talmud. And Rabbeinu Zal there on the Likutei Moran shows how the Beis HaMikdash relates to both. It's called Cheder HaMitos, the room of beds, which is the concept of a child, how a child is produced. And it's also Kimitzion Teitzesura, the place of the Lishkas HaGozes, the Sanhedrin, where the Torah was taught, where all of Klal Yisrael were there, Talmidim. Shemishom biatzmoi heim bechinas mechitzois hasukkah, that it's from the Beis HaMikdash that is generated these walls of the sukkah, sheheim bechinas mechitzois hamakifin, which are the boundaries of the makifin, hanimshochim al yidei heoras ben v'talmid, which a Jew draws upon himself as he's generating this light of Ben V'Talmid, as he's teaching Torah, he's drawing upon himself Makifin, and the Makifin are Mechitzos. Also, Makifin are not Ein Soif. Makifin are within certain boundaries. V'alkein onu zoichin lechol b'sukkah. And this is why we're privileged to eat in the sukkah, ki zoichin l'achila kedoy shahanal. Because again, after Yom Kippur, after the Slachno, Wezechet Chanukas Habayis, to initiate the Beis HaMikdash, our miniature Beis HaMikdash is our Sukkah, there in the Beis HaMikdash, Wezechet to this Achila, this He'oras HaRotzoin. Lisko Yisaydeh Achila, He'oras HaRotzoin, Hanimshach Mehamakif Ananal, which we said comes from the makifin, shehem bechinas sukkah. And makifin are another form of makifin is the sukkah itself. The sukkah itself is a makif that encircles the person. We know that it's brought that there are two mitzvahs in Yiddishkeit where the person goes into it with his entire body, sukkah and mikveh. And both of them represent bina. Both of them represent this next world. We're going out of the seven. The number seven, we said, always represents the physical world, which was created in 7 days, seven spheres, 7 years in the Shemitah. When we go up to Maki, that's the Pnimi, like in a sense. When we go up to Bina, Bina is the eighth level. Bina is called Olam Haba. Olam Haba, Mikvah, when a person goes into Mikvah, they're leaving the physical world and they're connecting to that higher place. When a person goes into the Sukkah, they're connecting to that higher place, that Sukkah Zdova, the Beis Hamikdash, which is where upper and lower met, Elyoinim and Tachtoinim, as we mentioned, Dore Malo, Dore Mato. Rav Nosson Zal is a little short in this paragraph that we just mentioned. Again, the more familiar we are with the chapter in Likutei Moran, each word is a code word that you understand much more.